Hey, Mama. Welcome to episode number 64 of the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast. I'm Dr. Jenna. You can call me Jenna. And today we are talking about diastasis recti. A hard one to say, but with practice, you'll be able to say it. Diastasis recti, or we can call it DR. But today we're talking about three exercises you can do safely right now to help. You don't need to live with it forever. You can fix it. So let's learn three exercises you can do, and you can do them safely and get rid of the bulge. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome to the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast, where you will learn how to strengthen your body after pregnancy and finally get rid of the postpartum pooch in less time. Fitness can fit easily into your busy schedule. There's a simple way to navigate your postpartum journey, and I'm here to teach you how to do it without the chaos, overwhelm, and tears. If you are here for a little sweat, a whole lot of sleep, defined, tight, and toned muscles, and to live your life as a mom to the fullest, then you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Dr. Jenna, but you can call me Jenna, and I'm a physical therapist and a mom of four little girls who has cracked the code on how to strengthen your core postpartum in the easiest way possible without the stress, exhaustion, or struggle. I did it, and now I'm here to help you do the same. It's all about progress, not perfection, and I'm here to help walk you through the journey to feeling strong, confident, and energized. That energy comes from within, not your coffee. Let's roll out your yoga mat and hit the floor, girl. It's time to do this. Yes, we're talking about diastasis recti and the three exercises that you can get started with right now so you can reduce the bulge. You can get everything strong again with the right exercises, with the right guidance. You can do it. But what is diastasis recti? If you're just learning about this for the first time, I want to just give some background information so that you can get a good handle on your body, especially postpartum, because so much changed during your pregnancy. And now that your baby's here, your body does not look the same. It doesn't look the same way it did before getting pregnant. And let's get things back, right? You want to get your body back. And there are certain exercises that can really help you, and there are exercises that you should avoid. Now, we're not talking about those today. We're just talking about the three that I want you to focus on. We're going to make it simple. We're not going to get too bogged down by all these different exercises today. Let's just focus on three. So diastasis recti is a condition where the abdominal muscles separate during pregnancy or childbirth, and it leaves a gap between the left and the right side of your rectus abdominis muscles. So there's the gap in the middle. That line in the middle is called the linea alba, and that line gets bigger. And with that separation comes a bulge or a protrusion in the middle of your belly. And this leads to a lot of issues like lower back pain or pelvic instability, poor posture, and just the unsightly bulge that is there that looks sort of odd and makes you not want to wear a bikini. But you can still wear a bikini. I'm not judging you, but I know a lot of women with DR are self-conscious about this bulge, and they feel like they're still pregnant, but they're not, and they just want to get everything back in place. They want that bulge to go away. They want their ab muscles to come back together, to sort of like glue back together and not be separate anymore. So there are exercises that can help. Physical therapy exercises are the most recommended exercises. Do not just go on YouTube and search abdominal muscles or postpartum exercises, because not all postpartum exercises are safe for you. You need specifically diastasis recti exercises. There are exercises that can really make this worse. So please be careful when choosing exercises. And I go into a lot of information in this in my course, and I now have a diastasis recti course. So I have a lot of information out there. If you're interested, you can just go to the show notes below. I will link everything for you. But I have programs mapped out specifically for postpartum moms who want to restore their core strength in my course Postpartum Abs Simplified. And then I have a diastasis recti closing the gap course specifically for those moms who have diastasis recti. So if you're interested in either of those, you can just click the link below or DM me on Instagram. I'd love to chat through it with you to see which program is right for you. The diastasis recti program is shorter and specifically to DR, but my Postpartum Abs Simplified is a complex, more complete program to get you to the end game, all the way to the end with strong abs at the end. All right, so going back, symptoms. What symptoms do you have if you have diastasis recti? You will have the gap. That is it. It's not complicated. It is just literally the gap and the bulge. And you might have some back pain already, and you might have constipation and some urinary incontinence because you just have weakness. There's a lot of weakness going on all over your core and your pelvic floor, and you can get some other residual symptoms. But you might have a little bit of pain. Sometimes it's just as simple as the visual, okay? You can self-diagnose, actually. Did you know that? You can diagnose yourself with this. It's relatively easy. I will link a video for you on my YouTube channel. You can just scroll down to the show notes, and you will see a link for diastasis recti testing. And you can do a self-test where you just use your fingers to see if you have a gap separation. And you can measure how big your gap is. And that's a really important thing to do if you're really actively trying to repair it, because you want to know if it's getting smaller. Otherwise, I mean, you're just looking at it in the mirror and it's hard to judge if it's shrinking at all. And so using your fingers to measure is really the key thing. So I'll link that in the show notes so you can watch my video on how to measure. All right, so diastasis recti is extremely impactful in your life, right? It's not just about the looks, it's about how you're living your life. And a lot of postpartum moms struggle with, you know, performing exercise routines that they used to do before getting pregnant because they can't do them anymore because the gap is getting bigger and the bulge is getting bigger. And so you have this desire to work out hard, you know, in the long run, but you just can't because you're afraid. You're afraid that you're going to make it worse. And so that's the impact that diastasis recti has on a fit mom's lifestyle. You can't exercise the way you used to. And caring for your baby is not as easy because bending over, picking up your baby, the bulge keeps coming out with all the movement that you're doing, and you feel like you just got to take it easy. You have to be careful. And it's just not as enjoyable taking care of your baby when you have this extra thing that you have to think about. So let's fix the gap. Let's fix it. And then returning back to work, if you have a labor-intensive job, you know, maybe you can't do all the things that you used to do in your job. You know, I'm a physical therapist. If I had diastasis recti, I know that I wouldn't be able to stretch my patients and maneuver my patients the way that I used to before having diastasis recti. Now, I don't have it, but I can just imagine what it would be like to have it and perform my job. I know I would struggle big time. And then the self-esteem issue. Like I said earlier, you know, if you want to feel better about yourself and that there's no shame in that, you want to feel like you again, then you want to get rid of the way the diastasis recti looks on your body. You want to shrink it, and it's possible. So let's talk about the three exercises that you can do. The first one is abdominal bracing. This is the one that you need to learn right away. And I give you a whole step-by-step walkthrough on how to do abdominal bracing in my free class. If you haven't watched it yet, it's called Postpartum Abs 101. It's free. It's 45 minutes. I would love for you to go over and watch it right now. It is at my website, livecorestrong.com/class. And you will learn how to do abdominal bracing. Now, I can't show you how to do abdominal bracing here on the podcast, right? I can't show you. So that's why I have the video for you. So just go on over there. You can watch that. And that's going to help you with our next two exercises. The next one is abdominal bracing with heel slides. This is exactly the way it sounds. You're lying down, you're doing your abdominal bracing exercise, and you're sliding your heel up and down. All right, you're sliding it up and down, and I have a lot of videos on my YouTube channel on how to perform this one, but you're going to want to do abdominal bracing with heel slides. This is really simple and it doesn't take a lot of time. Okay, don't make it complex, make it really simple. But I think the most important thing is that you do it, that you actually take the time, carve out the time in your day and do this exercise. And the next one is abdominal bracing with ball squeezes. So find one of your kids' balls or maybe your dog's ball, I don't know, and get this ball between your knees and squeeze while you're doing abdominal bracing. Okay, so I map this all out for you in my program, how many reps, how many sets, and when, and how often to progress. I go over all this in my course. So hang out with me in my course. I can coach you along the way, and I can keep you accountable for you to do these exercises so that you don't skip a beat and you will start seeing the results. All right, I can't wait to have you in my program with me. We have a lot of fun and we get a lot done. All right, and remember, no matter what, to always remember to live core strong. Did you learn something amazing today and feel like your mama friends would learn a lot too? You can have a huge impact on their lives and the lives of so many other moms by subscribing and leaving a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts so the Fit Postpartum Mom message can spread all over the world. New moms don't need to struggle anymore. The answers are all right here waiting for them. So take 30 seconds to share it. Take a screenshot of this podcast, tag me on Instagram, and post it in your stories. But before you go, please head over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and leave a 5-star written review so you can help grow the Strong Mom community. I'd love to have you and your mom friends there with me. And as a thank you for being here all the way to the end, I have something special for you. I'm giving you free access to my training on how to safely start postpartum ab exercises in less than 2 minutes a day. Watch right now at livecorestrong.com/class. I can't wait to see you next time on the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast.